the Business on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Electric Ireland. Our business is understanding yours.
Good morning. Coming up, drawing on the power of doodling, two decades of comedy chaos, and the unlearned lessons of economic history. This week, the new chief executive of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, in his introductory letter to Microsoft staff, paraphrased a quote from Oscar Wilde. "We need to believe the impossible and remove the improbable," was what he wrote in an effort to inspire his people. And with that in mind, we want to hear some of your own favourite inspirational quotes this morning. We'll give out a prize to our favourite. It's an overnight stay with dinner for two people at the Shelbourne Hotel in the heart of Dublin, just around the corner from the famous Oscar Wilde statue, which itself is in Merrion Square. You can contact us about that or any other items by text to 51551, by phone to 1857 15150, email thebusiness@rte.ie, or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. But first, there has been much made of late about the development of a two-speed economic recovery in Ireland. The IDA was dragged into the heart of the debate this week after the release of figures showing that eight counties in Ireland did not receive a single cent of IDA investment in 2012. We're joined now from Cork by Barry O'Leary, the chief executive of the IDA, and from Galway by serial entrepreneur and founder of Air Aran, Pádraic Ócada, and here in studio by Breed O'Brien, who's head of policy at the Irish National Organisation of the Unemployed. Pádraic, you have a view, I think, that there is too much of this investment going on in the East at the moment.
Yeah, hi, good morning, George, and good morning, colleagues. I think it's a big challenge and a particularly big issue, because if you look at it, it appears just on the face of it that well over 50% appears to be between Dublin and Cork in relation to investment in that broad area, and it's the IDA stated policy in relation to their vision 2010 to 2014 that there'd be at least 50% of investment outside of Dublin and Cork. Now, I know there are serious challenges in getting particular investments to particular areas, and quite frankly, the IDA would be seen as, in many ways, I mean, the poster boy in the most positive way worldwide in relation to attracting foreign direct investment to Ireland, and they're being copied all over the world. They're doing a really, really good job, but quite frankly, internally, I think we got to restructure the model, because the IDA states that we want to have and we need to have investment, FDI, foreign direct investment, outside of hubs like Dublin and Cork, and it's really not happening to the levels that I think people like me who live outside of those areas needed to happen.
And do you believe there's enough infrastructure at the moment outside of Dublin to attract the kind of investment that you'd like to see the IDA bring?
George, there was not in the past, definitely not in the past, but now you've got a fantastic road system between, let's call it the main corridors, Dublin-Cork, Dublin-Galway, Dublin-Limerick, right up to Sligo. There's still some work needed to be done up towards Donegal and that, but it's vastly improved, and I believe it's on a par with most countries in the world, most developed countries in the world. We've got an educational system that's second to none, and quite frankly, those educational institutions are dotted all over the country, not only in Dublin and Cork, they're in Galway, they're in Limerick, they're in Sligo, they're in Letterkenny and so on. So I really think that we should revisit the strategy in relation to balanced economic development, and it's not just down to the IDA. Enterprise Ireland are involved in this as well, and we see that they make investments in relation to outwardly investments and companies who want to export. But also the universities and third level institutions need to be involved, and I think they are to some degree, but the integration of it is not really where it needs to be at.
Well, Barry O'Leary of the IDA, I see you're getting your retaliation now in relation to the debate in the Irish Independent this morning. A big article from you. It is time we nailed the lie of a tale of two Irelands when it comes to job recovery. So you're saying it's not true that it is unbalanced.
No, I'm not saying that, George, but I think the relativity of it is important. If you look at it, my understanding is that last year there was growth of 58,000 people in the workforce in Ireland, and between 20 and 25,000 of those were in the agriculture or agriculture-related area. So I think an overemphasis on purely IDA. Remember, large and all as the multinationals are here in the economy, they account for 1 in 7. So it's a much wider picture than just foreign direct investment. investment. But it is true that we have found it difficult, and perhaps always found it difficult, to get people to move outside the bigger cities, particularly Dublin, Cork, and to a lesser extent Galway and Limerick. But ultimately, it's the companies who will come to Ireland and they'll make a judgment call. And remember, they'll be comparing the locations in Ireland with locations around the globe. And often, you know, it's Barcelona or Munich or London is the competition rather than a Dublin or a Cork versus elsewhere.
So when we're thinking about regional spread, the companies who are out there globally now, the regions that they're looking at are certainly not the micro regions. They might look at what they're looking at Ireland from in terms of which part of Ireland is more, which part of Europe or which part of the Northern Hemisphere. That's the kind of regional policy or regional spread that they're considering.
Well, I think what's also important is multinationals, when they come to Ireland, they don't look at the county boundaries. If you take Louise Phelan and her team in PayPal and eBay and Dundalk, they've hired 600 people there in the last year. They happen to be in Dundalk, but it's the 45 to 60 minute commute area which brings you to other counties. So just taking individual counties, that's recognising a county border. But nowadays the majority of people have to travel 30, 45 minutes to work.
Well, you were making the point, I think, in the article in the paper that although there may not be new investment coming to some of the regions, that there's still a lot of new jobs coming from the IDA companies, that there are expansions in areas and in the counties which may not feature in terms of new investment.
That's right. I was at a fantastic event in Galway on Monday afternoon. The Taoiseach was there, and it was Hewlett-Packard, the breaking ground for their new 90,000 square foot facility. And the contractor, the builder of that, was MJ Conroy, who were established in Mayo in 1932. They're going to have 150 to 200 construction workers on site for about a year. And this coming Monday in Allergan in Westport, there'll be 400 construction workers. Allergan are investing $250 million there. You can repeat that down in Limerick. Regeneron, a new biopharmaceutical company, they just announced a $300 million investment in Limerick. There'll be 300 direct jobs, but again, 600 in construction. And you can go to other areas, you know, up to Primerica and United Healthcare in Letterkenny have added several hundred jobs. So it is important to look at the existing client base. Yes.
Preet O'Brien, obviously you look at the whole issue of jobs from not the IDA's perspective, but from on the ground perspective, because you're representing unemployed people. What's your take in relation to this two-speed Ireland and what's going on?
I think, yes, there is a two-speed recovery, being realistic around it. The IDA are great for the jobs they bring in. I think that benefits certain parts of the country. I think we our enterprise policy and our job creation policy needs to be much broader, though, than you know what the IDA does, excellent as it is. Enterprise Ireland have a very strong focus on exports and export companies that have an export focus. But we need, I think, a stronger focus on Indigenous industry and different policies, you know, for kind of enterprise opportunities in local areas and, in, you know, right around the country. And one of the things that, you know, so very much I think the growth for some parts of the country will be in small and medium-sized enterprises for areas where there won't be foreign direct investment, now or ever, been realistic around it. So what are we doing in those areas? And one of the issues that we feel and many organisations, the community voluntary sector feel, doesn't get the look in it needs to get is, say, social enterprise, which is often meeting maybe not only a sort of an enterprise need, but maybe providing a service in an area that otherwise wouldn't be provided. And often then as part of their kind of those type of activities, providing jobs for people who might not otherwise get a look in can often be an important element of their work. Just picking up on something Padraig said, I was very struck looking at the Quarterly National Household Survey figures for employment growth around the regions. And in every region, it's gone up over the past while, except the Mid-East, which are the counties of Kildare, Meath and Wicklow, where it is dropping. And has dropped down to levels, to 04 levels, which I just thought was interesting. And then in the border region, it's gone up and it's gone, dropped again in the last quarter. So there is definitely a spread. There's also a challenge of sectoral growth. You know, that we have some job growth in some sectors.
Because not everybody's going to be a computer programmer, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's a big challenge for us as well.
Padraig O'Cadogh, what do you think should be done?
Well, I I think Breathe makes a very, very important point there, and I think Breathe, you put your finger on it. The IDA are an absolutely world-class organisation, and they're quite frankly, I believe, a gem in the crown in relation to Ireland from an economy point of view, and they've got a strategy and a policy and a focus and a direction, and they're doing that really, really well. But that's a particular focus on foreign direct investment. Enterprise Ireland, it's similarly very, very successful organisation doing great work, punching way above their weight, but they're focused purely on exports. But as Breda says, there's a big, big middle ground there. And there's nobody catering or supporting for those indigenous companies. And that's the big challenge that I, quite frankly, see happening there. So there's nothing there for those. There's no form of support. They may not be into exports. They're not a foreign company coming into Ireland. But they're creating employment. 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 jobs. There's a small company in Cavan. They manufacture burrs. Peter Cosgrove is the CEO of it. I cannot remember the name of the company now. They employ over 100 people. And yet they're the largest manufacturer of these machine burrs in the world. You know, there's no reason we cannot have more of people like the Peter Cosgroves around Ireland.
Barry O'Leary, obviously when you think about the spin-offs, as everybody says, they're not criticising what the IDA is doing in terms of their effective, you're effective in relation to what you're targeting. But there are spin-offs. For instance, if there's a new construction by one of your client companies, there are construction jobs and they can spread out. And the fact that the new investment is in the East, it does make people worry that even the trickle-down effect, the construction jobs and everything else will also be in the East.
Well, could I just make a comment before I go on to that about the small companies who are really, really so vital to any economy? And indeed, I saw during the week Minister Bruton announced the Enterprise Network to try and help smaller businesses. But I think it's actually wrong to say that all of those investments that bring construction jobs are actually happening on the East. That's not the case. If you drove this morning into Sligo and look at Abbott, I think they've probably about 150 construction workers spending 110 million. That's really, really important. I mentioned Regeneron in Limerick. Vistacon at one stage this year had about 400 construction workers. So one needs to look at it. But of course, if you look at it, 40% of the population are in Dublin. If you then take, you know, the surrounding counties, it probably goes up to about 50%. And therefore, they're going to always be a draw because they've much greater availability of people and you know, companies do go to larger population centres.
Now, you can bring your client companies wherever in the country there are things to show them in terms of location, but you can't do it alone. I presume you have to have something to show them. Like if you want to direct some of these client companies to other parts of the country, the local authorities, the local enterprise boards, local politicians, anybody involved with development, even the local community, have to play a role.
Absolutely. Team Ireland, as we refer to them. And indeed, we work very, very closely with all of the stakeholders. For instance, you know, some of the work that would be done to try and make areas attractive in Ireland for investment. We're shortly going to construct three new buildings, two for medical devices, one in Waterford and one in Athlone, and an office building in Letterkenny. Because if you think of it, a company will arrive, they may have an investment to make over the next year or so. If there isn't a facility available, well, they're not going to go to Waterford because by the time you get planning permission, whereas we're going to take that on board now. So there are a lot of these initiatives taking place around the country, certainly Limerick, Galway and Sligo or other areas where we'll be undertaking property initiatives. But of course, it's how the local community, everybody, all of the stakeholders, the chambers of commerce, how they present themselves.
Indeed. A final brief word to yourself, Breed, in relation to this.
Well, I think, you know, it's really important we have that wide spread enterprise policy that creates opportunities for people right up and down the country, and each agency has a clear role to play. Self-employment can be a route out of unemployment for people. Currently on the Back to Work Enterprise Allowance, there's over 10,000 people on it. You know, so it's really, it is a potential route out of unemployment for people, and I think it's really important that the supports are there also for unemployed people who are looking at that option.
OK, well, we better leave it there. Breed O'Brien, Barry O'Leary from the IDA and Padraig O'Cady, thank you all very much indeed.